just before getting into the episode, I want to say that this one is purely prep. This is creation of a site. I go into what a site is in a bit more detail in the introduction, but if you want to hear what's happening with Knot and Maldita, then skip to episode 5, because episode 4 does not feature them even for a moment. It is all me rolling dice and talking to myself, which is also very exciting. So if that's what you want, then this is the place for it.
Hello. So what I intend to do today is to create a site. This is an adventure location, a smaller scale abstracted map that I will create. And based on the rules within Mythic Bastionland, there's kind of a procedure you follow to build it up. The site that I'm building is going to be the home or the nest of the giant vulture that Knot has fought on two occasions, because I want Knot to hunt down this bird and kill it or die trying. I feel like that's the next natural step for this story, even though it's completely unrelated to myths and realms and quests and things. It's a self-determined quest that Knot is going to assign to himself, because he has been attacked while he was sleeping by a giant bird, and who wouldn't want to go and kill that bird after that happens? So the first part is to very roughly, on a page, mark out a hexagon, or the points of a hexagon, including the center. So altogether that's 7 points. Maybe if this comes together into something that I think is presentable, I might put it on itch as well after. Okay, draw 6 points. Mark 3 points with circles. These are features that give information or set the mood. Mark 2 points with triangles. These are dangers to be navigated carefully. Mark 1 point with a diamond. This is a treasure, a useful or valuable find. Erase the final point and assign numbers to the remaining points. So that's the first part, to sort of give the general layout of, in particular, the ratio of features to dangers to treasure. Towards the end, there's a section of breaking the rules. So you might want to have more treasures, more dangers. What do I currently have? 3 features, 2 dangers. I think I might up it to 3 dangers, which would give me 2 features. Yeah, let's do that. Okay, so I'm just going to pick, looking at this picture, not being too worried about how it plays out. I'm going to mark on 2 features, so those 2 circles. And then I'm going to mark on 1 treasure, which is a diamond. I'll put that in the center. That seems like a good place for that. And 3 dangers. So the dangers are triangles. The most dangerous of all the shapes. Neighboring points can be connected by 3 types of route. Draw 3 open routes, 2 closed routes, 1 hidden route. Okay, before I start drawing routes, I am going to roll up some sparks. When I start to flesh out what's at each location, it might naturally determine how things should be connected to one another. There's loads of spark tables for nature, and it makes sense to do those, because what I'm envisioning here is a mountain and the nest on a high peak. Okay, I'm going to give a name for the whole site, which is going to be the Broken Peak. So I'm kind of thinking of a very craggy, steep mountain, but not perfectly formed, like part of it has broken away and fallen off in the past, as if there was some big impact or earthquake or something. And there's plenty of nature tables, but what I want to do is kind of set the tone a little bit. So just for some ideas, I'm going to row initially on woe and see what that comes up with, the woe spark. Fast invasion. Drama as well. I want to, even though there may not be any people on this mountain, I want there to be a kind of a feel of something. I'm not sure what this will spark, but that's fine. 5 and 9. Theme is coup, and the detail is family. Okay. Something that this sparks for me is the idea that this is a remote place. This is a mountain peak that would not be easily accessible, and people wouldn't necessarily want to go there. So there was some kind of invasion in the past, and a noble family fled their home. They came to this place, and they have some sort of remote, what's the word I'm looking for? I guess a remote dwelling where they were taking refuge. They were in exile, effectively, because of this invasion. So I think one of the features is going to be that dwelling. And the question then is it still inhabited or not? So I'm going to ask the oracle, the Ask the Stars oracle that I have. 4. Is it still inhabited? No, but. Okay, so I'm going to make a note. There's a settlement, recently abandoned. So I guess if there's a theme to this place, the theme is something like isolation. This is a place that people come to hide. Isolation and hiding. There's just sort of like a guiding concept for what this place is going to be all about. But not everything is going to be about that. One thing is definitely going to be a giant bird's nest, and that will be one of the dangers. Maybe that's a reasonable place to begin. So I'm going to pick one of the dangers and what features we can have there. I'm going to roll on feature and maybe wonder as well. Feature 1 and 11, buried arch. So this is going to be 0.5 on the site. So this is the vulture's nest. And there is completely ruined the remains of an old archway. And again, this is a very high place in the mountain, so this may have been an old monastery, something where people would come because they want to be isolated and away from things. It's very weathered, so it could be very ancient. And the wonder. Secrets and water. Oh, okay. Okay, so it's a monastery, and there's like a holy... I'm from Ireland. Holy wells are a big thing. There's many, many holy wells in Ireland, but I don't know how well that translates to other countries. Holy spring. So hidden among the rocks. And the most obvious thing to do with the holy spring that is hidden among the rocks is that it acts as a restorative for a character, either restoring spirit, clarity. Clarity is kind of the one that gets associated with seers, so I think it'll restore clarity. So drink from this, restore D6 clarity, if you can find it, because it's hidden. But maybe there's some ancient mosaic that would give you some indication that there's holy waters here. Not if he gets to this location, may not find that, because there's also a giant bird. Quite a familiar character at this point. Okay, so that is one of the dangers. Let's go for a feature now. I'll roll on flora to begin with. Vibrant vines. So if there is something like a trail that goes up this mountain, or at least the climb of least resistance, this part of it is completely covered in vines. Maybe much of the mountain is lifeless. There aren't plants growing, but here they're very dense, and as you walk over them, you maybe can't even put your feet through them. It's like a carpet, and you effectively have to climb on them to move forward. But this is a feature rather than a danger, so it's not necessarily dangerous. But there could be something hidden among the vines, so let me think about fauna. Beautiful bears. Okay. Bear cubs nestled in among the vines. If bears can get here, I'm not thinking of bears being too high up the mountain, so maybe this is a little bit lower down. I'll just put that in brackets for when I'm thinking about how these things connect up. For variety, let's look at the treasure. There is maybe the sound of rain on this recording. This is an odd episode. I don't know if people are interested in me rolling on tables the whole time, but I guess you now have to listen to rain as well. So I was thinking about treasure, and there's two ways to go with it, I think. It's something physical that someone passing through will be able to take and leave with, or it's something more abstract. And I like the idea that there would be a view on this mountain that itself is a treasure. So standing in a particular position has this wondrous view over the realm. I'm going to roll on the wonder sparks and the other world to perhaps get something particularly special about the view and the other world to make something weird and see how it goes. So for wonder, I have prophecy and sparks and other world. 7 and 10. Colossal tunnels. Trying to remember as well that I've got this theme of isolation and hiding. So there is a thin ledge along the side of the mountain. And on one side is this epic view over the realm. One which, the word prophecy is making me think of seers. I think this location is a special place for seers. So if a seer comes to this location, they're already extremely powerful insight into events is more profound. So when they come here and they look out over the realm, they see more, they understand more, and maybe it's even overwhelming. Maybe a single entity, no matter how powerful they are, can get overwhelmed by this. So there are carvings into the rock that mark this as a place of visions, a place where you can get greater insight into your future, but you risk seeing more than you would want to see. And maybe there is some mechanical way of doing that in the game, so I will think about that. Also, there's a colossal tunnel. So in one direction, there is this epic view out over the realm. Let me just pick a direction which way you're facing. I'll roll a d4 and kind of go clockwise from north. So it faces east. In one direction, there's this epic view, and in the other direction, there is a huge tunnel bored into the side of the mountain. Beyond the human scale, this is like something multiple stories high. It's a huge, deep tunnel that has a red light kind of deep within it. It's you're looking into darkness, but there's a red glow somewhere down there. The sides of the tunnel, my first thought is that they're kind of smooth. Let's say, are they smooth? I'll roll for this. No, they're not. Okay, so there's a deep tunnel, red glow inside, and the whole way around, kind of what you might refer to as the ground, the walls, the ceiling, is almost like shards of glass. It would be extremely difficult to walk over the surface of the tunnel without harm. So this is a weird place. It's like a place of seeing out into the openness, but somehow tied to the depths and a power down below that probably shouldn't be messed with. Okay, yeah, so the treasure that is possibly here is the opportunity to have something like a vision, maybe. Which is a challenging thing for a seer to contend with, so maybe it's more dangerous for a mere mortal. Okay, we have another danger to add. Plenty of dangers. Maybe this place is too dangerous. Let's find out. 5 is a danger. 4, feature. 3, treasure. Okay, let's do the next danger. And I think this one is going to be close to the ground. So let's see what we come up with there. Let's go for water. So water flowing down the mountain. See what that comes with. 2 and 7. The tone is teal. And 7, texture is surge. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. I think that down low on this mountain, there is rapidly flowing white water that is quite dangerous if you were to fall into it, you could be swept away. And I'd like to add something to that. I'm just skimming through the spark tables, and one thing I see is heraldry. So I'm going to roll on that. Because I have an idea. 9, 6. Subdued tree. So there is a small shrine left to a knight who died here. Their coat of arms is a sapling. And their shield has been left here. Along with some tokens of admiration that people have. So there's like a small stone shrine constructed. At the back of it is the shield of this knight, and before the shield are offerings that people come and leave to remember the knight. I'll roll on goods table to see what sorts of things people might be leaving. Industrious pottery. Okay, small little painted pots with very detailed paintings on them, very, very high quality handcrafted pots. And maybe there's also some small trees growing around the shrine. This knight had some connection to trees. Their shield had a sapling on it. This is supposed to be a danger. So I guess the danger here is the river and maybe unsteady ground near the river. And maybe that knight from before fell in. I don't know. Okay, another feature. Maybe I'll make this the peak, the absolute top of this mountain. I'm just looking at the picture and wondering how I'm going to connect them together. And this one is some distance away from the others. So it's the peak. It's a feature rather than a danger. What could there be up there? I'll go feature. I'll roll in the feature spark table, see what we find. 6 and 3. Entombed pit. I've just done something about a dead knight and a shrine tomb, so I don't want to use entombed. Well, I rolled a 6 and 3. How about I use them as a 3 and a 6 instead? Adorned mound. That sounds kind of similar. Adorned mound. But maybe it's not a grave. Maybe it's something natural. So there are birds here, and that's why I'm creating this site. So maybe the birds are leaving things. They're flying up to the peak and dropping items that have been building up into a mound. Also, let's go with weather, because it should be significant. I feel like the weather at the very top of this mountain. 12 and 11, harsh breeze. Okay. So there is a powerful, chilling wind blowing across the peak, and at the very top of the peak, there's just a whole big pile of stuff, just objects that birds are collecting from wherever. Some of them man-made objects, some of them naturally occurring things. And the wind is so powerful that sometimes these objects are blown off the top and go flying off the top of this mountain. I think it could be fun to do like a little random table for what someone might find in this pile of stuff if they were to go looking. Let me just quickly do... I'll roll 4 times. No, it's gonna have to be 6, isn't it? Okay, 3 times on the goods table, 3 times on the luxuries table. Let's see what we get. Traditional textile. Okay, long strips of a tapestry telling the story of a ruin in the realm. 2 and a 3, abundant grain. Just say a sack of barley. So some of the birds that are carrying things up here are strong birds. They can carry big sacks of things, apparently. 2 9s, strong metal. I think if someone climbs to the top of a mountain, it's reasonable to give them a sword. me take a look. I'm just flicking through the knight's pages to see if anything jumps out as kind of a... Yeah, let's... So I've just found a sword that's being described. Let's just call it a... We'll call it the Peak Blade, because of where it is. Curved with some kind of insignia on it. So back to my heraldry roll. 6 and a 2. A brilliant bird. Oh, okay, cool. That's fitting. Here is what I'm thinking for this. It's a D8 sword, right? But this sword has been up on top of this mountain being blasted with wind for we don't know how long. And through the means of weird happenings that happen in this game, it is now linked to that wind. And when you smite with this blade, can additionally blow people away. So smite, repel enemy with a gust of wind. Okay, and the rolls continue. What did I say next? There was going to be some luxuries up here. 3 and a 9. Unique creature. If it's in a pile of stuff, it's not necessarily a living creature. So maybe the skeleton of a... I think Chris McDowell has maybe been quite particular about not using the word dragon in this book. So let's say the skeleton of a winged worm. Worms don't have skeletons. A winged snake. Okay, another luxury. 7 and a 10. Luminous ore. A chunk of amber. So amber's not ore, I think, probably. If you're a geologist, you could correct me, but it sounds good. So have it be amber. And a mythical root. A mythical root. Okay, how about this? The birds, in their wisdom, have been dropping things at the top of this mountain, not because they just like hoarding stuff, but because they're trying to stop a plant from growing. There is a some kind of malevolent tree that is rooted into the top of this mountain. And the only thing the birds know how to do to contain it is to keep dropping things on top of it. And, oh, I mentioned before that the peak, it's a broken peak. So maybe some of the roots of this tree, the roots extend out of the side of the mountain. So maybe if there's an object that someone can retrieve from this pile of stuff, maybe it's part of the root. But potentially it would grow elsewhere. And that could be a bad thing. Okay, I've got 5 of the locations on my site. I've got 1 remaining, which is the purpose of the site. It's the nest of the giant vulture. There's a lot going on, so I don't think it needs to be too exciting. So, giant vulture nest. I just need a little bit of flavor. I don't want to introduce another secret monastery or something. I'll go with wonder. Just to make it a bit weird. 8 and 1. Strength, light. Okay. The giant vulture nest. There are... Minerals embedded in the stone all around here, like quartz. And if it's... a sunny day and they catch the light, then it can be quite blinding to be here because it's almost like fragments of a mirror embedded into the stone. Obviously there's a cliff edge. I'm expecting there to potentially be a battle here. And I think that's all I need to say about that. It's a giant bird's nest and there's enough mad stuff going on here. Okay, so the peak. Now I need to connect these features together. Draw 3 open routes with a solid line. These are straightforward paths between the points. Draw 2 closed routes with a cross line. Here, something blocks the way, so creative thinking is required. Draw 1 hidden route with a dotted line. This path is only found through specific exploration of its connecting points or local knowledge. The location of the shrine to the dead knight, I think, is going to be at the bottom of the mountain, easily accessible. So that's where I'll put the arrow entering into this area. I mentioned that the bear cubs, I don't think, are in too difficult a location to get to. So I will just connect those two locations with a straight line. So there is a rough trail. I'll just put that in here. Little greenery. And then it becomes heavier when the vines appear that the bear cubs are kind of playing in amongst. Okay, so I've got three open routes. From there... Oh, you know what? I'm after looking at my notes and I realized I did the vulture's nest twice. Okay. I feel like the ruined monastery is kind of interesting enough without also having a vulture's nest in it. So let's just strike that out. That remains... It has all that stuff in it. Does it need a danger there? I guess it does need a danger. Let me go for another animal. Otherwise, it might be a little bit lonely up here. So I'm rolling on fauna and I want something... is this a good way to go? You know what? Maybe there's a person. Yeah, let's do that. So this is an old ruined monastery with a holy spring in it. And there, because I have this theme of isolation and hiding, there's someone hiding here. So let's look for drama for why they're hiding. Oh no, I already did this. Okay, I'll rearrange things a little bit. Because I had the idea at the beginning of a noble family that had hidden away in these mountains. So they were living in the old monastery. I said it was completely ruined. Maybe it's not completely ruined. And I said recently abandoned. Do I want it to be recently abandoned? I don't think I do. I think I want there to be someone there. I'm going to ignore a dice roll. Okay, so who is this person that's here? I think there's one person remaining. The noble family is gone, and there's someone who had a relationship with them. I'll roll in the relationship table. 11 and 10, tumultuous peer, the uncle of the heirs. The previous ruler of the realm had to flee and hide out somewhere. They hid out in this old monastery to protect themselves and their children, hoping that their children will one day reclaim their rightful place as the rulers of this realm. The uncle, who has a tumultuous relationship with them, has remained behind here for some reason. Let's roll on task to see what he's here to do or why he remained. 10. Power recovery. So yeah, I mean, he has a plan to take back their power. They had hidden... Yeah. Okay, so what I'm thinking about is royal families might have something like the seal of the kingdom, like a physical object that they use to mark documents, you know, make this an official binding law or whatever. A big, heavy metallic seal, which they stole when they went into hiding. And it is... I mean, it's not like whoever owns this object rules the land, but it's an important symbol of who is the ruler. And it was left here, and this guy has come to retrieve it. So come to retrieve the seal, because he wants to have a coup, and he would like to have that seal while he does that. And I think it's a danger because I think a nobleman coming on an important mission isn't going to be alone. He's going to have a knight with him sworn to protect him and his interests. And the simplest way to get a knight is to roll a d6 and a d12. The gazer knight. Okay, this is becoming a little bit more convoluted than I was expecting. 4 and a 5. What's his deal? The blood sees through time a flow to certain souls, a glimmer they show. Your ability is a glimpse of fate. Once per day, you can undo a single action performed by you or your company, declaring it was, in fact, a minor vision you received. Play as if it never happened. I'm tempted to make up a knight because I might put this on itch if I can present it in a form that is readable. It's currently not. I can barely read it. I'm wondering whether to throw in this knight. Oh, for now, I'll say it's the Gazer Knight. If I think of a different knight later, I might. Because some of the myths will have a knight with like a one-sentence description of who they are, which I think is helpful for kind of additional material, like a site. But anyway, the Gazer Knight. Maybe it's the Gazer Knight. He seems cool. Okay, so I'm back to connecting things together. The entrance is down at this river that's dangerous because it flows so strongly. There are these vines where there are bears hiding among them. I'm going to need some stats for those bear cubs, which I can do later. That's fine. Okay, six. This is a giant vulture nest. I don't want to go there immediately. Three. I'm going to put a link between where the bears are to where the prophecy site is, but it's a difficult climb. So up until this point, this is kind of a barred path. You can't just walk up here. And then I think the way should be hidden to the monastery because it was literally a hideout. So I'll put a dotted line here. And how would you hide a path in a mountain? I guess there's rocks blocking the way. Is that a bit dull? But they look, maybe they look a little bit off, like they've been placed there. So three open routes. I think another closed route to get to the peak, but it's a bit dull just to say these are difficult climbs. So I want some other reason why it's challenging to go up to the peak. I'll roll on feature and see what that gives me. 11-3, desecrated pit. Okay, so there's this tree attempting to grow out of the top of the mountain. So the mountain is kind of broken, and on one part of it, you can see that there are giant tree roots growing out of the side of the mountain. But it's almost sheer there. It would be extremely difficult to climb up that side. To go the other way, it's also obstructed because there's a pit. And in the pit, there's this kind of webbing of these same tree roots. And the tree roots have an otherworldly effect. It's more than just you would get tangled in them, but they would drain your spirit. Okay, so drain spirit on contact. Maybe it's too difficult. Well, I guess I don't need to know the solution. Someone else does. So I'm going to, I'll throw in something about how that drains your spirit to go that way. And that kind of leaves me with you can kind of come down the mountain another direction in a simple path, simple descent to get to the monastery. And yeah, I'll be a stinker and I'll put in this here so that you can't go directly from the prophecy area to the peak. Sorry, not the peak, but the bird's nest. Okay, I think I have it. I think it's done. It's a little messy. I'll try and type this up so that it's something I can share online in a clearer way. And perhaps, I think Nott will come to this location. Whether he sees all of what is described here, I don't know. I'm certainly writing it in a way that you would probably have to see most of these things to get. I mean, no, you could skip around a little bit. Should I put in another hidden route? Okay, I could do that. How many hidden routes is it recommending? No, one hidden route. Yeah, I think it's okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm just going to declare it to be done. It is done. Okay, this was a weird episode. Maybe people like it. I don't know. But it's been fun for me. That's the important thing. Okay, goodbye. Thanks for listening.